Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Sports Planet Podcast. I am Kayode Ogundare. And with me, as usual, is Mumini Halau. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Kayode. My pleasure to be here.
Champions Chelsea. They are the rulers of Europe. Mm-hmm. And let me admit that you saw this coming. Mm. It was like 2-3 weeks ago, you predicted a Chelsea win.
Yeah.
Why Chelsea?
Well, very good question. But first and foremost, you know, I'm not a Chelsea fan.
Absolutely.
So it was not an emotional or sentimental prediction. I'm a Liverpool fan, but I thought that Chelsea would win, even though my heart wanted Manchester City to win. And let me just say that as well. I wanted Man City to win because I love the kind of football that Pep Guardiola plays, and I felt it's a long time that he won, you know, the Champions League 2011, I think, with Barcelona.
Yes.
And since then he's gone to Bayern Munich, and now he's been at City. So I wanted him to win it, but when I saw what Thomas Tuchel has brought to Chelsea, I quickly came to the conclusion that they will be very difficult to beat. And then when they actually now beat Man City twice, once in the FA Cup and once in the league, I came to the conclusion that they will beat them again, all right, in the Champions League. And what did I see with Chelsea? I saw a very solid defensive line, all right? 5 men at the back, all of them warriors. Kayode, a long time ago, I can't remember exactly when I wrote that article in Soccer Talk, in Complete Sports. The title of that article was "The Defenders Are Winning." And I did that analysis over a period of time. I was watching some matches and I was following the trend. And I saw that each time that a very, very well organized defensive, top defensive team came up against a very, very, very talented and high goal scoring team, it was always the defensive side that came out victorious.
Okay.
It doesn't take anything away from the strikers of the attacking side.
Okay.
It's just that over time, you know, that trend has persisted, and that's when I wrote that article, "The Defenders Are Winning."
Hmm.
All right? And it makes sense, because whereas these talented strikers from the opposing side, from the attacking side, like Manchester City, whereas they are very good at goal scoring, they are very skillful, they can open up defenses, they can do that, they have a limited space to put the ball before they can record a goal.
That's true.
As compared with the solid defensive side, where all they have to do is just to kick the ball in any direction apart from their goal. Kayode, this is simple common sense, which is easier to do. It is easier to kick the ball into the crowd, to kick it into the touchline, to admit a corner kick.
Like they say, anywhere but left face.
Abi? All right, so when you have 5 warriors at the back who are again now screened by 2 solid defensive midfielders, N'Golo Kante, all right, where will the talent of Manchester City, Foden, all the noise that the English press were making about him, Sterling, you know, we don't have any doubt about the talent of these players. We can see the number of goals they have scored in the EPL. It's clear. Alright, but like I have said, as good as they are, if they come up against a very good defensive side, they will have to concede.
Wow.
Because it's easier, alright, to defend than to score. That's number one, Kayode.
Right.
Now, I need to talk about Pep Guardiola.
Alright.
I think all neutrals and Chelsea fans should be thankful to Guardiola for letting us have an entertaining Champions League final.
Okay.
You heard me very well. I said all neutrals and Chelsea fans.
Chelsea fans too.
Manchester City fans, I don't expect them to say thank you to Pep.
They are somewhere hurting.
They are hurting. All right, and I will explain why we should thank him.
Okay.
You see, the moment Chelsea beat them twice, because what I've just told you now, of course, Guardiola knows it too.
Yes.
That it's easier to defend than to score. But he still decided to take that gamble to go on the attack.
Wow.
If he had also decided to sit back, we would have had 120 minutes of a goalless football match.
Probably boring.
Boring. And it would have ended in a penalty shootout. All right? Maybe looking back now, Guardiola would be telling him, maybe I should have gone for that. But he decided, because he has an attacking side, to throw more men into attack. Take that risk, because he knew it was a risk, and he took that risk. Some people will now say it's a stupid risk, but life itself is a risk, all right? So he took that risk, it didn't work, but if it had worked, if they had scored first,
yeah,
we will all be praising him now,
exactly.
All right, because in spite of him not playing defensive midfielders, I've heard a lot about that. He played defensive midfielders in the FA Cup, he lost. He played defensive midfielders in the league. He lost to Chelsea. And all of us say, if you keep doing the same thing and you expect a different result, you are called a madman.
Exactly.
So he played defensive midfielders. He still lost twice. So if he had played defensive midfielders again, you know, against in the Chelsea, what tells you that they would have won? So he decided to go all out to attack. So Kayode, that's my own analysis of the Champions League final.
Let's stay on Guardiola now.
All right.
This will continue for as long as we live. People will keep debating this point.
Mm.
A lot of people have said it was insanity to keep a player of Sergio Aguero's caliber on the bench.
All right.
Forget about the Brazilian Gabriel. Do you agree that a Sergio Aguero could have made the difference on the night?
You see, you really can never be sure when you have two very good teams who are playing. Thomas Tuchel could not have come out to say, we were going to win. He was just saying, we are going to try our best to win. And Guardiola also said, we are going to try our best to win. That's the best you can do. One side will eventually have to lose. All right? So, when you lose, you just concede, say congratulations to the winner. Who tells you that if Aguero had played at the start, he will have scored a goal. All right? With the five men at the back who were not going anywhere, who were not creating, leaving any spaces between the defense and the midfield and the attack, Chelsea played a compact defensive game, and it would have been difficult, you know, to really to find any space to move there. But having said that, it's not impossible that that an Aguero, because we all know what he is made of,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
All he needed at any point will be just one tiny chance, and he will take it. But we'll never know now.
That's why I
because
said...
Because the match has been played.
We are going to be talking about this.
Exactly. We will never know.
Never know what
there have been a lot of matches where Aguero played from the start,
and
Man City lost.
I agree with
okay?
you. Okay? Yeah, you said something, and I 100% agree with you that Pep has not won this in 10 years.
Yeah.
You think this was his best chance of winning in 10 years? And Man City is too, seeing that they are in their first ever final. Was this their best chance ever?
With Chelsea in their way, it wasn't their best chance.
Okay.
In my opinion, I think last season was actually a better chance for him.
Okay.
Because the mistake he made in the quarterfinals when he lost to the French team. When people are accusing Guardiola of overthinking, I think it was on that occasion that he actually overthought.
Okay.
Because Man City was so much better than that team that all he needed to do was to play their normal game and they would have won.
Exactly.
But then he now started adjusting the team because he wanted to cope with something, and then everything went wrong. I think he would have stood a better chance against Bayern Munich in the final, because Bayern Munich would not have packed the bus like Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Bayern Munich too was an attacking team last season.
Yes.
So he would have stood a better chance of winning against Bayern Munich in last year's final than he stood against a defensive Chelsea that were not going to move anywhere.
Mm.
So I think last season was actually even a better chance for him to have won it than this season. But who says that he cannot come back again next year
well,
if he's still at City?
Tuchel did.
Absolutely. Last year, he was finalist with the loser. Now, this year, he's a winner.
Now, let's talk about Tuchel. He came in and in 4 months, he has turned around Chelsea.
Yeah.
But the life and careers of coaches, you win today, you lose tomorrow, and you are out of the job. Do you think, what direction do you think he's supposed to take this Chelsea team now?
Well, he has already taken them to the zenith.
Yeah,
they are champions of Europe.
The next season
now, their focus will be on the league, to win the Premier League again. Apparently, that will be their next target. Okay, of course, if they have another chance to win the Champions League, why not? But I think they will be focusing more on the Premier League, you know, to win the title, to take it away from Man City. I think we have to give a lot of credit to Tuchel anyway. All right, in spite of playing defensively, this is the same team that Frank Lampard couldn't, the same players, the same quality players, and he just came and he turned the whole team around. So we have to give him a lot of credit for that. And maybe one other thing that you can say for now is that if you want to win the Champions League, get a German coach. Because the last three Champions League have been won by German coaches. Jürgen Klopp,
right.
Hansi Flick, and now Thomas Tuchel.
In rounding up now, what do you think, whether he wins another Champions League or not, what do you think is the legacy of a Pep Guardiola?
His legacy is beautiful football. All right? I'm not a City fan, but I enjoy watching Manchester City every time, because they will entertain me. And that's why I said all of us neutrals. All right? We should thank Guardiola for letting us have an entertaining Champions League final. Because if he had also come with a defensive formation like Chelsea, then we'll have a draft game. 90 minutes goalless, 120 minutes goalless, penalty shootout, anybody's game, all right? So, but he took a gamble to go on attack. He didn't pay off this time. It might pay off next time.
Well, thank you very much. We've come to the end of this program. You can join us next time by clicking on www.nigersuperfans.com/category/podcast. See you.